Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, greetings, everyone. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I am your host, Robin Misevich, and we just I'm very excited about this show. If you go back to show TC296, it was an introduction and pretty much an overview of the 30-day sobriety solutions with Zach Canfield and Dave Andrews. And it's a wonderful, wonderful book, and I'm going to just have my co-host, Miss Amy Frost, come on, Amy. How's it going?
Good. I'm feeling very
good.
Sober.
Very sober. Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. That's a good thing. As always, you just provide such wonderful segues. That's always good. We're going to be reviewing the book. Amy has done 30 days. And, again, back in TC296, we introduced it. And, Tito, you already went, in 14 days?
Oh, I'm like 14 or 16. I can't remember. I want to say 16.
Yeah, you were kind of halfway through the whole program. And just for anybody who hasn't been able to listen to that show, it's called The 30-Day Sobriety Solution. And Jack Canfield had worked with Dave, and they had put together this really wonderful program. A part of it, including all the success principles from Jack Canfield, and then a lot of the 12-step important elements of, you know, what it takes for being able to really walk through and come to a new place of sobriety. So I'm really looking forward. This is a part two, and looking forward to what Amy has to really kind of just, you've had out what? How many days have you been completed now?
I finished, goodness sakes, I want to say Wednesday. And I left Friday morning for Sedona to a retreat. And mm-hmm. was able to really take that to a next level. So I kind of walked through. So I had done it with a friend of mine, and he was focused more on drinking. Now, and for him, it was a matter of really seeing what he could do with his life and in his career without having that kind of hanging over his head. So he and I started on the same day, and on day 30, he was offered a job of his dreams, literally, which he had been working on for 2 years. And the thing that's really interesting, it's a job they're creating, because it's a big company, and it's a full-time job, taking all his skills. They are creating a new job based on what he can do. So it's something that didn't exist before he dreamed it up, and it's crazy. And I think part of it was everything that we were learning, he was applying. So it wasn't just being sober with drinking, but being sober in your life and being conscious. Like the very beginning, the Jack influence is really profound, and taking his work in this arena. And he talks about the 100% solution and how 100% is easy and 90% is impossible. So he's saying, I am 100% committed to going after work I love that pays me what I need to have the life that I want to have and the relationships I want to have and all that. And so it was interesting to watch how it not only worked for the area that was out of balance, because I think that's what's not being sober is about not being in balance, and something is overtaking you. Like the Buddhists talked about the middle way, and I think it's really about how do we find the middle way in our lives, in all areas.
Yeah, that's so great. I just, when you're talking about your friend and the fact that, on day 30, he had this really great job opportunity. It just makes me think about, when we really clear out all those things that we've been dragging around with us on an emotional level or whatever you want to put that, it just clears the way for so many new things to come in. It's to me, it's almost like the same thing as, you know, decluttering your home and things like that. When it, you know, they talk about feng shui and how, you know, once you get that, all that, those things that have just been sitting around really holding energy for you, being able to have that move on, change that, it just makes way for all these new things to come into your life. And here, you know, that happened for him. So how wonderful that is.
It was really stunning to watch. And so now it's okay. So we've, you know, committed. We're, you know, we're basically soul siblings, he and I. And we've committed to, you know, taking these principles and helping him to be very successful, you know, in this new position. And so that's going to be very exciting. So that will definitely be an outcome. Because we have done this, we're going to continue that work together and document it. I don't know if it will be a book or blog post or whatever it will be, but it will be something that we'll be doing together. So that'll be very fun.
Well, I really love, too, the whole idea that, you know, he's cleared all that energy. He's going to be coming into this new job where he's been doing these different practices, like we said, with the success principles as one of the foundational things with this program, and being able to put that into his work life and being able to, just from the get-go, he's already got that as a foundation for all the things he's going to be able to do, you know, just with the company, himself, all the connections that he's going to be making. So that's really exciting. That's very, very exciting. And I can't help but feel that that's going to be something that's important for that company as well, because he's helping to bring that whole mindset and that whole way of being able to be modeling that in a way that really can help just everybody. So that's exciting as well.
Well, and I think it's taking doing good work to a new level. You know, I think a lot of times when people think of doing good work on the planet, that especially in corporate America or in businesses, that means you volunteer for nonprofits or you donate for nonprofits. It's also about treating your employees and your customers and your subcontractors and everybody with respect and using these principles of intention, of vision, of coming from optimism in everything you do. Kind of an example. So so I came back from, well, I was still in Sedona, and I'm working on this major project with thought field therapy and veterans. And it's going to be a study, and, I mean, we had to have this a research document created, and it's, I've never been through that before. I have friends that have, and how horrendous it is, and yet they are right. And so I thought I had everything all figured out. You know, now we're going to start getting the veterans to be part of this study, and they have to be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. So that's going to make it a little more challenging to get them to come forward, but that's okay. So so I stopped and met with one of the project manager. She's the project manager, and I'm kind of the mother of the project here in Vegas. And we thought, okay, good. We've got everything figured out. The timelines are good. And, of course, I'm working on, you know, work addiction and making work for myself. And I found out that there was a major piece that the people at the nonprofit I'm working through and I did not really understand that needed to be done. And so we have like 5 weeks to do something that probably should take 2 or 3 months. So and people were freaking out, and I just like, okay, I'm going to ask for support. I'm going to remain calm. I'm going to really clarify what really needs to get done and find ways that I can ask for support. And so that was yesterday. And so I didn't do anything about it last night. I got home at 6:30, driving in rain and all this, but I could have said, oh, my God, I really have to get on this. And I didn't do that. And I processed during the night, but not neurotically, more of, okay. And one of my favorite techniques, Barbara Shear, talks about, and she says, when you go to bed and you have something on your heart, your mind, what you need to do is ask for your allies to come forward. And so you ask for people that on this side and the other side, however you make sense out of that, to come forward to help you with a solution. You know, whatever, Einstein or, you know, whatever, somebody who's good at social media, whatever, that you would, when you wake up, you have the answer. And so I let that process. And then this morning I had several phone calls and connections to make. I had 2 pretty important documents I had to rewire and started getting to the right people to review. And tomorrow, I had no idea this was going to happen, but through what happened today, I'm going to a major event tomorrow, a veteran summit, which my husband has to be speaking at, and the head of the nonprofit I'm working with is going to be speaking also. And they said, well, you have to come. So now I'm going to bring 100 copies of these documents, and I'll be able to give them to pivotal people who will get them to pivotal people. So I think that's what's going to be the saving grace, and getting it to the right people and making something happen, instead of me really, you know, really getting into my traditional work addiction and working insane hours to make it happen. I believe I found another way, which is really stunning to me.
Yeah, so let's back up for a second, because with the last show we had talked about that, about, you know, Amy, instead of having it be about alcohol, she made it about workaholism. And we really walked through that really great on the last show. So that's something I was really interested in, was to see, because that's one of my questions I was going to say, you know, where are you now with now that you've completed the program, and looking at workaholism and the way that you've known it and how you know it now. So I think that was a really great example, but I'd really love for you to just, you know, talk a little bit more about that, about, you know, what's the new ahas for you. And also, I went back today before the show started to go back and actually listen to that show. And one thing that I thought was really important was how Jack talks about, you don't want to be in the whys, you want to be in the hows. So with that whole thing with workaholism for you, how did you walk away from, you know, here's a how question, great. The hows of that instead of the whys. So I'd love to hear you
share
about that.
Well, a good example of that, so yesterday when we were on this phone call, there was a couple of things got missed. I didn't realize it had to be taken care of. So we could, and then a couple of people on the call started going, oh, well, you should have done that, or you should have read the document, or somebody's, you know, blaming, or, oh, you know, whatever, don't feel so bad about that. And they're so caught up, and I'm like, I really don't care about any of that. What I need from you right now is what really needs to get done, and more the hows instead of the whys. I don't care about that. Just tell me what needs to get done by when, and I don't need to blame anybody. Clearly, if we were supposed to know, we would have known, but we still have plenty of time if we come at it right now. So it could very easily have got in the why me, or why do these people not care about me, or, you know, that all that, and it didn't do it. You know, I honored what they were saying. I said, you know, I apologize for missing it, but I wasn't the only one that missed it, you know. So that's okay, but it was about how do I do good work in this. How do I do good work? I make sure everybody on this call, everybody that I'm dealing with, is treated with love and kindness. And even though there's a bit of crazy going on right now, we will still be kind and loving and supportive of each other. And even in how to setting up this study and how we're going to do it, setting up that it's done in a way that's not crazy, like setting up a schedule. That's another thing we were talking about yesterday. And how can we combine something instead of having, you know, one person taking on so much weight, how do we balance that? So really making that conscious choice on how to do that. And another thing, this part of this organization, I walked in there today, and they have a desk for me. And they are very excited about me being part of this organization. And it's a pretty big deal. And there is a really beautiful park right across the street. So I said, I'm honored to be part of this, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. But one of the things that I want to do is being part of this organization, and with the part I'm involved in, I'm really, you know, second in command. And that's a pretty big deal. And so I said, one of the things that I want to ask for is that we have walking meetings at least once a day where we go over to the park and we just kind of clear our heads and we maybe pose a question. And in the process of walking and talking, not brainstorming, but releasing and just kind of letting it go, see what happens. So I wanted to make sure and implant those kinds of things in my day. So that's definitely a change.
Cool. Because one thing you'd said in the last show is that, you know, being a workaholism, you would, you shared, you got the book on, you know, work addiction. and you wound up going on vacation, and you did it at the on the beach with a fruity drink.
Absolutely.
And you're saying the one thing now that's different is that, because I was asking you at one point, you know, do we get a preview of what the next week's going to look like and things like that, and you were very very conscious about, I'm going to just go from day to day and not look ahead and just be with what's in front of me. So I'd love for you to talk about that a little bit more, you know. So now we know it's you know, taking those breaks and being able to, you know, walk, you know, whether it's walking to problem solve or walking just to enjoy each other's company or, you know, just to be outdoors and shift gears. So what else has really kind of happened since you've done that day to day?
Well, for me, it's also about trusting myself and life, and that, like, I had, it's so funny, I had a couple of calls tomorrow standing calls that I was going to be on, and then after going to this meeting this afternoon, I'm going to be in an event from 8 to 5 tomorrow. And so those two meetings, I was like, oh, no, I have to figure out what to do with those. Well, both the people called me and said that they needed to move the meeting. So I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so that's happening. And part of that, I feel like there is a work relationship that is not that healthy for me. And that standing meeting has not happened 2 weeks in a row. And at this moment, I suspect that that'll start moving off probably permanently here pretty soon. And so, and that's kind of a long-term thing, but I'm feeling that it doesn't serve me any longer. And so if it doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve that other person either. And so I'm honoring feelings about, oh, you know, there's some sadness about that, but also acknowledging that that's probably something that needs to happen. So, but trusting that instead of trying to fight for something that may not serve either one of us. So I think
was that
that's
something
part
that
of the
was up? Was that something that was part of the exercises and stuff that you're working through with the 30 days of being able to be that reflective?
Well, and yes, certainly, and having the support that you need, and you know, like day 22 is the courage solution, successfully confronting your fears. And so it may be, what if I let go of people that I think I have to have in my life? And are they really serving me or not? And having the courage, you know, to look at those kind of questions and do the things that you need to do, you know, to make them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
there
are things to talk about. Go ahead. Oh, well, and the bottom line is also in planning, making, putting these things in your day. And it's like I have a new call now that started as this other one's winding down. And that's been going on for years, the other one. And it's winding down, and it just doesn't feel good anymore. And so this other call is about supporting each other in living these principles. In fact, the person I'm talking with was part of Jack's workshops when he was just starting out, so probably 25, 30 years ago. And so it's about, okay, cool, how do we make sure we're actually living this and doing good work in our relationships at home, in our businesses, everywhere we go? And part of one of the solutions is the mind-body. Taking care of your mind and your body through nutrition and exercise and creating positive addictions, which, you know, I think that's true. You know, you've got to find things that you're more of your go-to. And so I think one of the things that this new relationship, this new support system will be about us supporting each other in this more healthier lifestyle in terms of food and working out. And I think that may be part of why this whole, you know, walking and talking thing, you know, it has become, you know, really important to me. So
that's kind of a profound thing to be talking about. A positive addictions. You're like, what? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of being able to, like you said, shift it. Because we shared on the other show that, you know, there's, you know, everybody's addicted to something. So it might as well be a good thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's
so
totally.
Do you mind bringing up something for yourself, Robin? And how will we play with that for you? What is it? You feel like an addiction in your life? It kind of overtakes your life at times, and it causes you problems in relationships and in job. What would you say? Whatever one you want to pick.
Oh, I would say my addiction to sugar.
Okay. All right. So What are some ways that you could have a, what would be a healthier addiction?
Well, I noticed today that I had, I was low on energy. It was the end of the day for my work day. And I thought to myself, you know, I was like, oh, my gee, I should have, you know, like some chocolate or something like that. And I thought, well, how much water have I had today? And so I stopped myself and I drank two big glasses of water. And I no longer wanted the, any kind of sweets. So I think part of it is getting to be in tune of my, yeah, because I've heard that before, that lots of times when you have cravings, whether it's salty or whatever, salt and sweet and stuff like that, so usually if you drink water, it's because you're, it's your body wanting water, and it miscommunicates what it is. So because your body needs the water, instead it's just like, you know, needing something. So I went ahead and had the water, and I felt way better. So I just know that it's just a matter of making sure I keep myself hydrated and making it, you know, that thing. I've learned so much. We did a show a long time ago about, you know, you're not sick, you're dehydrated. There's just so many good things about water. So 9 times out of 10, when there's any kind of, whether it's a physical issue or, you know, fatigue or whatever, you know, try getting some good quality water, because there's bad water and good water, and, you know, that's another show by itself. And making sure that you're hydrated, and it can really make a difference on your, you know, your mindset, and then also, you know, things you might be craving. So
you're talking about.
So I saw that one today,
the,
and I. Go ahead.
So you did on the physical plane. You drank more water, but what did you do, you know, mentally and emotionally to deal with that sugar issue? I mean, you know what
I
mean. You did something.
Yeah, I watched myself realizing that I wanted the sugar. And I did stop myself, and I said, what's going on? Well, you know, is there something I want to buffer? And actually, I went to an office supply store, and I wasn't getting the help that I needed to get, be able to get a printing cartridge. And I just felt like I wasn't getting supported with what I wanted to do, and here I was going to looking for professional help, and it just really wasn't happening. So part of me was frustrated with that, and when I left the store, that's when I wanted to have some kinds of sweets.
Oh, that's
because
a
I felt frustrated.
Right there.
Yeah,
right?
Because I felt frustrated and I wanted to comfort myself because I wasn't getting the support that I needed. So I went ahead and wanted to comfort myself. And that's a really old one. You know, being a kid, you're not getting supported. So you're like, yeah, I'm going to have some sweets or whatever, you know. And, you know, I was, you know, in my memories of childhood, whenever I was in distress, you know, our mom would feed me. Food was like a go-to to, you know, basically pacify.
Right.
So
right.
I've had that since I was very young about pacifying me. You know, it's a cookie or it's a bottle or it's something in the mouth to pacify.
Now, so have you been, are you willing to do the 30-day process with sugar?
Sure. Yeah, I think it would be really good. I was going to ask you, now that you've done it once, can you see the benefit of maybe doing it again?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, and it's like using the success principles. You use them all the time. So, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you did it a couple of times, that it would anchor it in more. So, yeah, I definitely would say that. And I would recommend that you get somebody who probably hasn't done it before, too, Robin. And the thing that's so great, it's so well lined out for you. So you have within the book, but you also have the stuff online. And again, the 30daysolution.com, you don't have to buy the book, but, you know, it certainly can't hurt, you know. And then they have videos and everything for you. And I think it'd be, you know, it'd be great for you to pick somebody that to go through it who's never done it before. So it'd be not only the process, do you know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be the sugar addiction, you know, but that, again, the my friend, his addiction was different than mine.
Well, I have a friend that's also got the sugar. She uses sugar as a buffer.
That would probably be good, because then you could really,
we're both coming from the same page. Yeah, we both come from the same page.
Right.
Like catching the emotion and then having it where we're wanting to, you know, pacify. Yeah, instead of, find something healthier. Find something, a more positive reaction to doing something instead of the feel go-to.
Right. Well, and knowing that, you know, that person's responses may be entirely different than yours.
Right. Well, and, you know, one thing we talked about on the last show, too, that I just really love is how you shared about, you know, with alcoholism, you know, the first thing that they ask is to stop drinking. But, yeah, you know, you were talking about, I'm working from workaholism, and here I'm talking about sugar. and we can't really stop eating, and we can't really stop working,
right.
And then having this as a just a you know, a touchstone every day, that you can do it day by day, and it's helping you to change your life, change your perspective, change your attitudes in a way that everyone around you can see that there's these small, you know, little nuggets of change that are happening all the time. And I think that's just so wonderful, as opposed to, you know, going off to a recovery retreat or something like that. And you change, but nobody else really knows that you've done the work. So it's
right.
just a really great program. I think it's brilliant the way that, you know, Jack has put this together, and really, you know, like you said, being able to put in the success principles as well. So there's just a lot of really great stuff in there. So with the exercises in that too, because like you were saying, there's lots of different exercises and stuff. Is there a couple good takeaways that you'd like to share for people to know that there's something else that they can be looking forward to and getting into the program?
What I'm going to do going forward, so, you know, every day is great, and to set a time, I'm going to do it first thing in the morning or whatever time, and just do it. Otherwise, it'll slip away. So make that 100% commitment that you're going to do it, and then my friend and I, we won't do it as rigidly as we have, but we will be checking in at least once a week, going, how is it going, if not more often,
mm-hmm.
and saying, what
mm-hmm.
things are you using, you know? So we will continue to use it, but then maybe doing it in different ways. So I think that is going to be a lot of fun, and being able to bounce off, now, what does it look like now? And
mm-hmm.
so what I recommend is certainly, you know, pick something, work, alcohol, sugar, although sugar addiction and alcohol addiction are very close, because, you know, alcohol and sugar are very close. A lot of times people are drinking to get sugar.
Yeah, when you said that last show, I was like, what? I'm not getting the buzz.
Uh-huh.
No.
Mm-hmm. So definitely.
Although I do get a buzz. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely do.
I
well,
am getting the buzz, yeah.
So with a couple of minutes left, I'm very excited about what happened for the 300th show. Talk about the 30-day principle, the 3 times 10. The 300th show and the two shows that are going to get posted. So I don't want to pull your punch, but go ahead. You want to talk about
the
interview that you did?
Next show will be our 300th show. And actually, it's already been pre-recorded. We did a podcast with author Mr. Mark Nepo. And I had done a retreat a couple of weeks ago that we've been letting people know about that event. And it's just really a deep, profound conversation that I had with him. That will go directly to the transformation-cafe.com. So if anybody's interested in that, we will be getting that posted. But really want to invite everybody for our next couple shows. So we'll have the interview posted, and then our next live show is going to be celebrating part 2 of our 300th show. Really invite people to let us know how this show has been affecting you. We really, after 300 shows, we'd love to hear just any kind of stories of ahas, information that really helped to better your life or someone that you love, and having it be something that we can have. So we're looking at the shows in the past. We'll be talking present. And then we're going to get into the future, because we're really excited. We're going to be getting back into the Cafe Book Club, and we're actually going to be working with the author of Frentimacy. So love to see what that's going to be doing with that, and I really want to thank Amy for helping us to get that all coordinated as well. So some really exciting things that are going to be coming up with the show, and making it just hopefully that much better for everybody. So if you'd like to be calling and doing a voice acknowledgement of the show, we'd love to have that, where we can go ahead and put you live on the air, or go ahead and have it recorded. And if you want to get into the forum and leave some messages, we'd love to hear from you as well. So invite everyone around the world that's been just such a wonderful part of our cafe to be a part of this celebration, because it's all about us getting together and contributing to just being that one voice of being able to be transformed, and how that can be just good for the planet and good for ourselves. And, you know, as we change ourselves, we change everything. So, you know, with that, I want to thank everybody who's been on the show, all my guests, all my regular cafe people, and really thank you, Amy, for helping to come on here and just be such a dynamic co-host. It's lovely to have you with me on a regular basis.
It's really been an honor, and I've really watched you grow as a host, and I get feedback from people all the time at what a special gift you have in doing the hosting.
So we're looking forward to the party. Woo-hoo! So if anybody has anything with the 30-day sobriety, we'd love to hear, you know, if you've been doing the program or if you want to do the program, you have any questions for Amy, please go ahead and let us know. And again, if you go to transformation-cafe.com, and that original show was TC-296 for just some updated information. And again, Andy's got a wonderful link to our shop and being able to get somebody, you know, want to read it or do the audio on that. So we want to thank you again for joining us here at the cafe. As always, it's a pleasure to have you here. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.